I always felt that chiropractic was the best career ever. And for years, I would say to young girls in my practice and people I knew that chiropractic is a great career for women because you literally can make your own hours. You have so much play in what you can do if you own your own practice. Then over the years, I found that maybe it wasn't so easy. So it also has challenges with it. So for me, I can only share from my heart. I had this huge passion and desire to serve. And, you know, I met my husband first quarter in chiropractic school, and we came out and opened immediately on our own. We didn't have internships back then. It was super easy. Walk to the bank, get some money, open up a practice and start working. And we worked and worked and worked and grew our practice. And it took us a long time to get pregnant. So by the time I got pregnant, I think I'd been in practice, I don't know, 8 years or something. And I was on the older side, and then I had a baby. And I grew up in a time, some of you did, a lot of you are a lot younger, but when I grew up 60s, 70s, 80s, it was, you'll have a career and you'll have kids, you'll work full time and it'll all be great. You'll have a nanny, you'll do this, you'll do that. But you know, no one ever tells you how to do that. It might've been the goal back then. And at chiropractic seminars in the 80s, and there were women on stage, a few, saying, oh, you know, we have a baby, we just bring the baby to the office, and we have the crib there, whatever, the pack and play, whatever, and the nanny's there, and it's so easy. Well, it wasn't like that for me or for us. No one told me how hard it was to have a baby and have your passion still be for your career. That was my experience. All my friends had kids, and I remember saying, why didn't you tell me how hard this was? But so here I had this love for my practice. And then all I wanted was to be home with my kids. My oldest kid cried all the time, nursed all the time. I brought him to the office a couple of times. It was a nightmare. And I based the long story short, we had three kids in 5 years, which was a lot. And I basically, as Dr. Jett will tell you, had like a 3-year maternity leave. Or 3 year, what am I talking about? 10 year, 8 year, I don't even know what it was, but I just, what had to happen. I just found it really difficult to go back to work. I mean, I supported the office. I did some of the bookkeeping. I did all the bookkeeping, the payroll, some paperwork. When I would go back, I'd go back like on a Tuesday or a Saturday, and then some kid would be in soccer on Saturday mornings and I couldn't leave that. And then our daughter was a ginormous state gymnast and I really was committed to that. And it was really a little challenging for me. And after my third kid, I was very sad. I was very emotionally sad. And I realized that I had to get back in the game a little bit more because I was missing that part of me. And I started seeing people at the house, which is may or may not be ideal. It worked for us. We would send them to the office for the first visit. And then our house is about 10 minutes away. And they were mostly women from town and their kids, and my kids would be eating dinner at the island or doing their homework, and I'd bring them in the basement and adjust them, and the families that came to me, and it was great. And then later on in life, the kids were a little bigger. I went back to TLC, and then TLC changed everything. When I was working part-time then, and Dr. Dean and Dr. Jen had a big meeting with us, and they wanted Dr. Jett to take a sabbatical for a year and wanted me to work full-time, and I freaked out and cried for a few days, and I agreed to 3 months, and I walked in the office. My youngest was probably in eighth grade, so that wasn't really a problem, and it was the best thing that I ever did. I don't regret it for a minute, and now we change things around all the time. I'm the primary doctor there, but now after COVID, with shortness of staff, Dr. Jett's in a lot, so I think I'm just talking too much, but that's my story, and I am grateful every day for TLC for helping me find my way to be such an integral part and to find my heart again. And what I love about TLC and this community is that I think this is something women face all the time. And I love Dr. Jen because they'll just change things up, right? I've been in TLC long enough. I've coached people. You know, listen, sometimes you go back to the office as the PRCA, or, you know, not that they're bad or good, or to do the accounting or to manage the team or something. And I know some of your stories, I don't know all of them, but it's challenging. There was a time where I would say, oh my gosh, I should have worked more in those years. We would have been like, saved more money for college, whatever, I don't know. And now I stopped regretting anything and realizing that I had this amazing time with my kids. And even to this day, my adult kids will come, they'll be like, you guys just worked all the time and you talked about the office all the time. I said, I was home with you for 10 years or 15 years, stop. But we're never going to be able to stop doing what we do, loving what we do. And then my parents were elderly, and gratefully I have a sister and brother nearby and great in-laws. So it took like all of us to care for them in their later years. So even that took a little time for me from my practice. But we don't all have that option of having a husband who's our partner. I have lots of friends and family members that practice with another woman, or you know, practice separate from their husband. And it can be challenging if you're a single practitioner and you have no one else to be there to be your person. So